Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. This is our second podcast from the Super Bowl. We're here at Radio Row. Yeah. And we're just sitting here in between shows being like, we got to find a guest. Like, it's hard to, like, make eye contact with the right people and be like, are you free? You don't want to bug anyone because it's kind of winding down here. And then I come back from the bathroom and Brian's wearing a Colts jersey.
That's right.
And then what happened?
And
tell me the story.
By, but yeah. Rodney Thomas, who is safety for the Colts. incredible story. Went to Harvard.
Went to Yale.
Yale. I'm sorry. I knew it was Ivy League.
Oh, for sure.
But there's not a lot of Yale people in the NFL. Is that right?
No, we got Foyer. Lewakin.
Okay, yeah.
On
just
the,
you two?
Jaguars. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
There's no, I mean, who's Harvard? There's like nobody.
I mean, why are you looking
was
at me?
Ryan Fitzpatrick? Did he go there?
Yeah, I think he went there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name, his last name, but fullback for the 49ers.
Oh, Juszczyk?
Yeah.
Oh, he went to Harvard?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
Well, thank you for being our first guest on the episode here today because I. Whoever you're with kind of just made a joke of like, oh, this is your favorite thing to do interviews.
That's my agent.
Your agent? Yeah. Your agent. Oh my God, this is like Jerry Maguire. You're so Jerry Maguire. You're making moves. You're getting your guy on.
He might as well come on too.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be amazing.
Rodney Thomas is amazing. He came on people's radar. I feel like it was last year during the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
You started slamming people. I mean, it was crazy. Like you were in a starter at the time. And then you started slamming people. Like these were really important tackles. Like they were about to score, and you just came in and wiped people out. And we wound up winning that game.
Nah, yeah, it was.
I mean,
game.
That was crazy. And then you started starting shortly after that. It was undeniable. Yeah. Like this guy can wipe out people. Just fix everything.
Why is it so incredible to slam people? Are you supposed
because
to slam
he's the
people?
Last guy. He's the last defender on the field.
Okay.
If they get past him, they score.
Right. Yeah.
And this was against the Chiefs, your favorite team.
Well, yeah.
Patrick
I'm a
Mahomes.
Taylor, I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the players.
Thomas
okay.
Came in and made Patrick Mahomes very sad that day because we shouldn't have beaten them.
Oh my
them.
God.
We did. That was amazing. I mean, you were great.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and
this all paid off for you wearing the jersey.
Well, I'm wearing Zaire Franklin jersey.
Definitely Big Z.
That's what, this is not. Everyone's calling me Dallas Clark, and I'm like,
bro.
No, it's Zaire Franklin.
Nah, it's Big Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what number are you?
25.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Were you happy with that? Do you get that or do you pick it?
No, they gave it to me, but it was close to what I had like in college. I had 26 in college.
What did you have in college?
26.
26. Okay.
I wore
so
25 before though. I wore 25 when I was like, I think like 10 or 11, like around there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you're... Yeah.
I mean, it's a good number.
It's a great number. That's the age at which you can rent a car.
Nah, definitely.
That's fucking good. It's a good number.
What did you major in college?
Political science.
Oh, I was a political science major also. Look at that.
We had business there, so that was like the closest thing you could do.
Yeah.
Have like that broad like umbrella, like do whatever you want with it.
Did you give a shit about your academics?
Or
you
definitely.
Like,
you have to at Yale.
Yeah,
I don't think
to.
You could phone that shit in.
I mean, what are they? So when you're at Yale and you're going to school there and you're on the football team, like Do the professors, it's like at a regular school, like that's not Ivy League. If you went to Alabama, they'd be like, don't worry about this class. What do they do at Yale for you?
Nah, they definitely stay on you to make sure like you're on top of your work. You're on top of like testing, like anything like that. Like they got people in there like in place like to help you out.
Yeah.
Like, to make it better.
To make sure you don't mess up.
Nah, definitely.
But you're like a smart guy. I mean, how'd you get into Yale? I mean, what were you like in high school?
I don't know.
How could you pay attention to class in high school when you're that good at football?
You gotta do both.
I mean,
God, that's amazing. Are you someone that needs a lot of sleep?
Not really.
Like, this is what I found.
It's crazy. I can function off like 2 hours of sleep. Like,
this is a different type of person. This is a person that is elite in different fields like this. It's
but
crazy.
If I get my chance, like I'll sleep all day.
Yeah,
but
so you can
really
catch up.
What kind of mattress you got?
I don't even know.
Wait, the NFL is sponsored by Sleep Number, I think, or Tempur-Pedic.
We can't say, so we can't say what kind of mattress
sure,
you have.
But it says something like 70% of the players in the
is
NFL.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, that's what they did is they went to the NFL and they said, who wants a Tempur-Pedic? We'll give you one if you want
sleep
one.
Number. That's Sleep Number.
Okay, Sleep Number, yes, whatever it is. Sleep Number. Okay, so Sleep Number said that.
They give you like a code or something.
Yeah, but
like every year I think you get a code.
But they just have them in their guest houses. I mean, in their, you know what I mean? Yeah. But everyone's like, but let's not get into that. And I'm sure that you're not endorsing anything I'm saying. do you have any nicknames because you came from Yale? Do like your teammates call you,
I mean, I don't know. I've had like, pants? It depends. Like, I've had all types of like nicknames like throughout, like just coming up since like baseball, since like I was like super young.
Okay, so you played baseball as well?
I played all types of stuff. I was football, basketball, track, flag football. I think that's it.
Were you very popular in high school?
Baseball too.
Of course.
You were? Like you were like number one, you think?
I mean, I don't know. I had.
How tall are you?
Like 6'2".
6'2".
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't that tall in high school though.
Smart.
High school.
I mean.
You weren't that tall in high school? No?
I didn't grow until like going into my senior season. Like I was like 5'3" my freshman year.
Okay.
And then sophomore year like 5'5", like around there. And then, but like junior season, like I came back, I shot up like crazy. I came back like 6 foot.
Okay. Oh, wow. And that's when, but you were already popular before then?
No, yeah.
Yeah. The height did help.
Were you like dating the best people and just like.
What's your dating life like right now?
What's your dating life like?
I'm single right now.
Oh my God. Are you on Raya?
Huh?
Are you on Raya?
I'm on it, yeah.
Yeah. So is it popping off right now in Vegas?
I really don't know.
Oh, okay. You haven't checked it yet? Oh my God. That's so exciting.
Some other people have told me about it, so I got it.
How old are you now?
25.
Oh, like your number, man. That's wow. This is your golden year. Back. That's so exciting.
You live in
being
Indy?
Single, yeah, famous.
In what's the scene? The Raya scene in Indianapolis. Like,
I really have no idea.
It's probably
I really don't be on
good.
It like that for real.
Yeah,
I got it though. Like,
yeah. How do you date people then?
Just go out. Just meet people.
Oh my, what is this? The '90s?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going out now and in person.
I mean, you can go out in person. Like you can see people like online. Like I mean, there's a bunch of ways you can. Like,
yeah, you just slide in, and you got that blue check mark, and you're good looking, and you're tall, and you're successful and smart, and all
even
the things.
If he
you have
didn't
no problem.
Play football, he'd still be a catch.
Yes.
I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Look at this kid.
He's all Ivy
Beautiful.
League tall. I mean, it's just like. You got it all.
Yeah. Is life, well, what gets you down? Can we talk about what's bad about your life?
What's bad?
Yeah. Can you like tell us something that's, I mean, we don't need to get too personal.
Like
you know,
what?
Like what's something that'll get you down on a day where you go like, this is a bad day. What was the last bad day
you sleep
had?
All day not because you want to.
Yeah. Listen, we know that successful, great people can get depressed sometimes too.
That's part
so
of
let's
the,
not act like he has a perfect life because everyone struggles.
Definitely ain't a perfect life.
But I
try not to like let none like really get to me.
Really?
Like, really nothing, like, get me down. Like, I try to always stay, like, smiling, like, different things like that. Or even if it's, like, something, like, bad happening.
Okay.
Like, just spin it and, like, get, like, a positive out of it and then just focus on that, I guess.
Okay, when's the last time you spun something? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, you know.
I mean, you gotta spin something really, like, every week, like, during the season. Like, football is a bunch of ups and downs, different things like that. Like injuries, losing games. So, like, you always gotta find like good like in everything. Like nothing's always 100% good.
And is that something that sports has taught you and you've had to find that mentality survive in it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just very simple like sports, like you lose a game, like you can't just go in the hole and then lose like the rest of like the next like 30 games. Like you gotta like bounce back, come back, see what you did wrong, different things like that.
Yeah, you gotta
look at like what you did good, what you did wrong, and just try to correct it.
It's so mental. I think, I mean, obviously everyone knows that sports is not just a physical thing, but I think in the past few years I've kind of just from watching enough 30 for 30s, I've learned of like what a mental sport it is. And do you do you know, I've read a lot of books that are, I'm a comedian, and so I have, you know, a certain level, I perform as well. And visualization, yeah, I do stand up. Do you do visualization of you winning and like, do you practice meditation, things like that?
No, definitely. You gotta like see yourself like making the plays before you make them.
Yes.
So, but that just all comes with like you repping and practice like a bunch of times, like the film work, just seeing like keys and like tendencies, different things like that. So it's all like repetition. Like you see it like over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then like once you see it on the field, like you've already been through it like a bunch of times, so you know like exactly what to do. It's like,
yeah, so you're not fucking around. You know how to work hard, you know how to study, clearly. Okay. I mean, that's got to be a huge advantage, because watching tape back, which is a part of doing stand-up as well, you got to watch what went wrong.
Torture.
And it's horrible to watch, for me to watch myself not do the way I want to do. When you watch tape back where you've done something wrong, is that hard to watch, or are you able to separate from it?
It's always hard to watch.
It's horrible, right?
Nah, it's always hard to watch.
Are there some guys that just won't do it?
Won't do what?
Won't watch tape. Like, because
there's one guy famously.
Yeah. What's Manziel? Johnny Manziel. Oh, he never watched tape.
He never watched it?
Mm-mm, that's what I learned from his 30 for 30. And that was his downfall, was that he was naturally very talented, but he didn't do the work off the field.
Yes.
Because he was just skirting by on like, no, I'm just great out there when I am. And that works to a certain extent, but he would never review what he had done.
Yeah.
And that's watching that helped me with stand-up, where I was like, I'm kind of doing the Manziel thing where I'm like, I got it. Mm-hmm. You got to do the work off the field too.
Because even like when you're out there and you're doing it, like it might feel a certain way. And then once you go back and look at it, like it looked way different than
exactly.
How you thought it was.
Oh, you look, in your mind, you look so much cooler. Oh my God.
Nah, for sure. But looking back at it, like that definitely, at least it helps me. Because like I said, like I'll get confused. Like, I'll feel like I did something like a certain way, and then I'll look back on the film and I'll be like whoa, like
that wasn't it at all.
I don't even remember this.
Okay.
But like I said, like that helps me. Like, yeah, but it's just part of it.
Can I ask, and this is maybe just is a dumb question. When you've really fucked up out there, right? And you just literally dropped the ball and you go back in the locker room and your team is lost. Is it just like dead quiet? Can you like hear a pin drop, and are people mad at you, or what's the vibe? Are you trying to keep your head low? I don't want to look at anyone. I know what I've done. I need to kind of punish myself. What's the vibe?
No, it ain't like you go in the locker room, like you looking around, like people pointing fingers. Like it's never like none of that. Everybody knows.
Everyone
like,
knows they've had
like,
that day.
Yeah, like it's just a game. Like bad things happen. Like good things happen. Like bad things could happen to you in the game, but you probably could have did like 30 other things like good in the game. Like mm-hmm. It just comes with the sport or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely like. But I mean, like, if you know, like, you messed up, you know you messed up. So, like, it ain't, like, you're not smiling, like, about it. Like, you're not
having fun. Oh, yeah,
like,
no
it's
way.
Definitely not fun.
And it'll stay with you until the next game.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but
you got to try to shake it off.
You got to have it like that. You got to shake it off, but you got to, like, remember, like, what it felt like. It's like, everybody says, like, remember, like, what it felt like. But, like, or I don't even know how it is. It's like some type of saying. Just, like, don't forget the feeling or something, but, like, remember how it feels. I really don't know, but you just got to take it as motivation, and you got to use that as, like another like reason like to get better, come back and improve, different things like that.
Yes.
It makes it back. So you don't do the same thing again from last week to next week.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about your life. You have your whole life ahead of you.
I mean, he's got that mentality.
And you're in it. You've just started. Like how long you been?
There's my
second
next year gonna be my third year.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're in it. You're not like you don't feel like it's like new to you anymore.
This is the most pivotal time of your career.
You got this 2 years. Best.
He's got 2 years. His agent's gonna like this. He's got 2 years to get that second contract.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
Nah, definitely. It's definitely crunch time.
And it's a great
but
time.
Every year, crunch time. Yeah. Like you got to bring it every year. So
I'm excited to watch you grow and to have met you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. You're such a natural. Yeah. You're the best. All right, we'll be right back after this. All right, we're back. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodney Thomas.
That was so cool.
That was so cool. So he, like, you got recognized because it's your jersey.
Yes. I was standing here in my jersey, and then his agent came up and said, are you a Colts fan?
Right.
And I said, yeah. And then he was a great agent. He said, do you know who this is? And I was, and I couldn't.
I saw the light in your eyes wake up when you realized who it was.
Yes, yes, because it's hard to recognize football
players. They're wearing helmets.
Yeah, and but
it's the most boring sport for girls to watch because you can't see how hot the guys are.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah. Well, you can see the butts, I guess.
Yeah, and you used to be able to see the like their stomachs.
Yeah,
back when they used to have their stomachs exposed.
They outlawed that during the.
Why did they outlaw that? It was such a hot look.
But no, it was amazing. I mean, Rodney Thomas is one of the best new players on the Colts.
Yeah,
and
that's exciting.
It was great to meet him. He was a great guy.
And it all was because of your jersey, dude.
That Zaire Franklin jersey.
He's
also
happens.
A great defensive player on the Colts.
Yeah.
And I stand by what I said. This guy, I clocked this guy last season.
God, his life must be so fucking good, dude. He is drowning in puss.
You think so?
Oh, well,
100%. Seems like he's not really.
Because he's not drowning in it. He's comfortably floating in it.
Yeah.
There's that guy has no worries in life.
And
he seems so zen.
I asked him if he was popular in high school, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, yeah, like, what, are you crazy? Yeah, it was just like, yeah, like, that's a,
it was,
do I breathe air in high school?
It was almost like he had a flood of memories of him being popular pop into his brain. He smiled wistfully at how popular,
life.
I know.
And then, you know, he'll turn 35, and I worry. I worry.
Well, no, he's Yale. I mean,
he'll be fine.
He'll fall back on something.
Yeah.
But he's got a good career ahead of him. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's not one of those guys that, you know, he's at his pivotal point in his career where if he does poorly the next 2 years, he might not get a second contract, and then he's on a practice squad, and then all of a sudden he's not on a team.
He's got to keep doing that slamming stuff that you were talking
about.
Yeah,
he's an equalizer out there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, that was exciting.
Cool.
I mean, I it's hard to explain what it was like. I can't, it's not like meeting Taylor Swift or something, but it was like.
No, but it's like, it's meeting.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
It was like,
okay.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, I saw your eyes light up when you realized who it was.
It's so crazy to meet an athlete.
Can I tell you what my biggest moment this week or this today has been? Well, first of all, it's been, all of our guests have been really nice and a surprise.
Yes.
But Chris and I were walking around. We left you and Allie at Pat McAfee's show.
Pat McAfee. Yeah, now that's.
I think I said it the correct way. Pat McAfee?
Pat McAfee, yeah.
Yeah, we left you watching his show, and then we kept walking. And we saw Issa Rae. There's some celebrities here, and they're like really dressed up and nice looking. And I was like, I think I dressed poorly for this. Like, it turns out I dressed fine. Like, I didn't know what to wear. You're trying to be like sporty and casual, but you're also like want to, you know.
You don't want to seem like a regular. You don't want to seem like you're one of the producers. You want to seem like you're supposed to be on camera.
Yes. You want to feel like talent. I just didn't know what the dress code would be. So I wore a Taylor Swift Chiefs inspired shirt. And then I wore like a tennis skirt that like this black tennis skirt. It's a fine outfit, but I was feeling a little bit like, you kind of got the dress code wrong. And I expressed that to Chris. And then I went to the bathroom and I was in there like furiously touching up my makeup and trying to brush my hair and with a clip. Like it was just like, I was just feeling ragged in there. And then I saw this girl and she was washing her hands and I was like, her outfit's so cute. She nailed it. Like she has just smart, like just a smart look and like really perfect hair and makeup. But she doesn't look like she's trying too hard, but she looks amazing. And she on the way out was like, I just want to say I'm obsessed with your outfit. And can I interview you later about your outfit?
Wow.
She's like here for some kind of fashion thing.
Oh my God.
And she was like, you nailed the look.
When's that going to happen?
I don't know. I was like, find me. And and so other people, maybe she was a figment of my imagination, an angel that dropped down, but she truly validated everything
that
I had worried about.
Vegas.
It's so nice when something you're worried about gets confirmed right away.
Oh, yeah.
I even told her, I was like, thank you for saying that, as I was, you know, touching up my makeup and trying to look hot and using paper towels to like blot away mascara and stuff. It's just like a mess in
there. No, I think you struck the right balance. You've got a sporty look that is dressed up a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
And you don't want to walk in here wearing a gown.
I love Vegas.
You know.
I love Vegas because you can look like shit anytime. Because there's people walking around barefoot.
There are people who just lost tens of thousands of dollars over the course of the night.
Robe
yeah.
from the night before. There's some people in Hawaiian shirts and, you know.
It's a land of extremes.
Yes, it is.
There's
and then there's
people
some people in ball gowns.
Yes.
It's really everything. There's people smoking indoors, which just makes you angry at first. And then you go, fuck it. You can do anything in this town. You were even saying, like, I want to do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Be doing
when
drugs
I'm in
here.
Las Vegas, I have this urge to do drugs.
Yes.
I want to cut loose. But it really is it's a shining pinnacle of capitalism.
I'm so excited for this weekend because I'm done with being worried about work after this podcast. I'm not, by the way, right now, I'm not nervous at all. This has been going smooth and swimmingly and everyone here has been so nice and everyone we're working with has been so cool and grateful that we're here. And I'm like, I'm grateful to be here.
I mean, I can't believe what's happening.
It's so fun. Try to do what Rodney was saying and like, enjoy it right now.
Well, that's what the Avila brothers were really.
Were they saying it too?
They were really
the ones that were
they
saying
were really,
that. Be present.
I mean, this is why these people are so successful, is because of that mindset they have. And why they're not comedians also.
What do you mean?
Rodney was like, I take everything and I turn it into a positive. Even if it's a negative, I spin it and I don't let things get me down. Because if he let things get him down, he'll spiral out of control and he won't be a great football player.
It really will throw you
off. And the Avila brothers
are
artists.
They don't have time.
They're musicians, and they're like, they really seem to be appreciating the moment. And they kept saying that we're so excited to meet you guys.
I know.
And it's like, you don't know who we are.
No, and they still don't.
But
they were
that?
Still excited.
What move was that?
That was just what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to say that.
I should say
but
that.
But I think that I think they thought we were a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Than we are.
Well,
and
look
so
at this.
They don't know.
This is
at a big deal thing.
I mean, we're at a sports
I could have
desk.
Been in the Barbie movie to them. Like, I could have played, you know, they don't, we could have told
but
them
you
we were
are
anything.
A big deal. That's the thing.
In some certain context.
But in this context, this
no.
is confusing.
And that's what, this is the context I thrive in which I don't walk around ever thinking I'm a big deal. It's rare that I would ever find myself in a circumstance, unless I'm like the star of the night or hosting an event. Then I'm like, okay, yeah, everyone should know who I am.
Yeah.
But this is where, it feels like I'm in St. Louis. You know, like, no one gives a fuck who I am. And
right.
that's the way it should be.
I mean,
I feel comfortable in
you're
that.
Selling out theaters nationwide.
Yeah, but it
and
doesn't
worldwide.
Matter here. But
and
that's,
yeah.
there's so many people in the world. You can be a huge, you can be the biggest star to some people and a total nobody to the person right next to them.
That's
and that's
right.
lovely.
Yes.
I like that.
I was happy that when Rodney Thomas's agent was taking pictures, I'm sure he's going to like, put that on Instagram and tag you.
He's going to have to do a Google image reverse search to find out who the fuck I am.
But I was so happy and comforted by the fact that once he tags you on Instagram, he'll be like, oh, a million followers.
Then she's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I've been at a million for like over a year and a half.
You can't get to 1.1.
How can I not get that 1.1?
I don't know.
I'm just like, when that 1.1 shows up, I'm going to be so excited. It'll disappear immediately because it's hinging on
like
five four people, that
yeah.
are just, because you get unfollowed so
Someone
much.
Someone holds the power.
I don't really care, but it is of note to me that I've been at a million and stuck at that for,
also,
you're supposed to have exponential growth.
What's going on with that?
What do you mean?
How often are people unfollowing everybody?
a lot.
I look at, I mean, I'm at like 38,000 or something.
Yeah.
And like every day, like I get like 18 followers and 16 unfollows.
I don't know who's unfollowing it. It could be bots being caught and expunged from the system.
Like there's
system,
so many people unfollowing at such a rapid rate.
I've unfollowed people before because they're triggering or because I'm just tired of their bullshit or because I don't even know why I followed them in the first place or it was like a mistake. But it's really rare that I do that. It's just like, just mute. It's the nicer thing to do.
Especially if you know them. If you know them.
I post so infrequently.
But you do stories.
But I do stories, but it's if you don't look at my stories regularly, they're not popping up for you a lot of times, I don't think. I don't know. I have
But
to
you
do,
post pretty frequently.
On for your, stories.
On your grid, too.
Like I don't do that much, but maybe once every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
There's a guy that looks like the coach for the Chiefs walking around, and I because I don't know who the coach of the Chiefs is.
He's a Chiefs impersonator.
But he's really convincing.
He does look like him a lot. But if he was actually the coach of the Chiefs, he'd be surrounded by a lot more people.
Okay.
And
instead
also,
of like just three guys.
He would not be here at all because he's got a Super Bowl to play for.
What do you think he's doing right now, Andy Reid?
Andy Reid, he's probably in a meeting.
Okay.
He's probably sitting there going over tape and like talking about what to do in the game. I mean, they're...
Wow. I'm stressed out for them.
Yeah.
We're going to the Super Bowl. I just we just got our tickets. I checked. We're
you did?
Section 411. I'm so excited because... we're in the highest up, which I really like to be. I like to be high up in these arenas when I don't care about
not
what's happening down there.
Not a bad seat in the house.
Really. It's not, and it's exciting to be high up because you're just like, it's kind of thrilling. I'm a little scared of heights, so it gets my adrenaline going.
Yeah.
And
but
we have a great...
really exciting thing?
But the really exciting thing is that I saw that the suites and all the booths are beneath where we're sitting. And so I was like... Okay, if Taylor Swift is going to be there, if we're on the side she's on, we're not going to be able to see her.
No.
This sucks. And then I checked, because then I saw we're on the visitor side. And I'm like, please God, are the Chiefs the home team? Please. Because who knows? Because we're in Vegas. Neither of the teams are
home. Yeah, it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I just checked and I saw the Chiefs are the home team. So we are going to have a shot of her suite. And I'm going to get binoculars later today.
I mean, you're going to be watching the game within the game.
Yes.
I don't think there's going to be a big cheer and you're like, what happened?
I can't wait to have binoculars because Allie did look it up and said that you can bring in binoculars because it was like, maybe they wouldn't allow that. You can bring them in for all the bird watchers there because there are a couple species of birds there. But what I like to do and what I've always wanted to do at these arena, you know, spectacles is I like to pick out someone in the crowd from so far away I could never see them with my blind eye. And I like to zoom in on them with binoculars and just watch them for a really long time. And just knowing that they have no idea someone's watching them is so exciting. And because I feel like I secretly, they won a little lottery they don't know they're a part of. Because I just pick them out of nothing. So it's just like, it's a cool little thing that I like to do. So I'll be doing a lot of that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just zooming in on just one person and waiting till they pick their nose.
No better place to do that than at the Super Bowl. Because you're going to be zooming in on people that... At least they have $10,000 to spend on a football ticket.
This is insane. So I just found out that there's not like football fans at the Super Bowl. It's just people who had hookups to tickets.
Well, it's not certainly not people that are fans of the two teams playing.
Right.
They're probably football fans. But yeah, a lot of corporate, just like, oh, Microsoft, 10 tickets goes to a lot of Vegas companies probably.
Yes.
And yeah, it's like a perk.
Okay, yeah, that's crazy to me. So it's actually going to be a lot like, I think, I've been watching the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. She's back on tour. She's doing the international tour, and she is in Tokyo this week. And if you listen to, she does these, you know, every show she does two secret songs where it's like acoustic and she's just playing guitar, she's just playing piano. And the songs out of Tokyo during these moments, you can just hear her voice so perfectly. No one's making a single sound because... In Japan, everyone's respectful of each other.
Mm.
If they're taking video during the show, they put the phone right in front of their face so as not to block someone else's view.
Oh, that's so
Americans
nice.
Are just like over in someone else's line of sight. So they put it right in front of their face.
And then you wind up watching the concert in the other person's phone in front of you because it's so distracting.
Because you can't help it.
Yeah.
And so you listen to these videos and you can hear her so perfectly. It sounds like she's doing rehearsal in an empty stadium. It's so, I have to remember to go see my favorite artist in Tokyo from now on or in Japan because that is where the fans are most respectful. But that feels like the Super Bowl. Damn. It's like not going to be that buck wild. It's going to be like people who are pretty well behaved.
That's why
and they're
people,
all like sitting next to their boss.
People say that the best game of the year are the AFC and NFC championship games. That's the game before the Super Bowl.
Okay, gotcha.
That's in a home stadium. The fans could not be more excited.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going insane. And then, you know, those games are usually a little bit better, too, because the teams know each other a little bit more and they're playing week to week. With the Super Bowl, there's all this fanfare.
Yeah.
There's 2 weeks between the next game.
Oh, yeah, so it's just building up so much.
Just building up so much. And there, at the beginning of every Super Bowl, there's always like some hiccups. Like when the Saints played the, one year, the first play of the Super Bowl, they hiked the ball and it went way over the quarterback's head and rolled into the end zone and it was a safety, first play of the game.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and it's really crazy.
But is it really crazy?
A really colossal fuck up in the first play of the game, and that's just what happens. You got to get the shake off those.
Wait, what about, like, I saw recently a guy, you know, when they throw it through their legs behind them? Of course you do. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that called?
Hiking it.
They hiked it and then
snap.
The guy, he hiked it too high and the guy missed it. Like, I've never seen a hike not go through. That's very rare, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say very rare. It happens once in a while.
This is so embarrassing when it does. Is it like a comedian going on stage and then the mic cord falls out of the mic when they take it out of the mic stand? It's just an instant thing that makes you look like you don't know what you're doing, even if you do.
He hiked it and went over the quarterback's head.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worse than the wire coming out of the mic. Because at least with that, you can put it back in and be like, it's cool.
Yeah, get
You hike it over the quarterback's head, that play is ruined. And then the quarterback's got to go run and get it. He looks like a...
Does
like
everyone just go, what the fuck just happened
Three Stooges.
Here?
It looks like the Three Stooges when that happens.
It feels to me like, remember, it feels like Rookie of the Year. Remember when he got a really good arm?
Not really.
Rookie of the Year. Remember that movie?
I didn't watch it.
Okay, this kid breaks his arm, and then he's able to throw, like, you know, 120 miles per hour, and he becomes a pitcher for the major leagues.
That's a great premise.
He's a kid. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
But then something happens, and he loses it, and he has to play again, and it's like, so... I always just have these fears of, like, what if my life was just, like, suddenly I woke up and I'm playing in the Super Bowl? Do you ever have that?
Oh,
God. Do you ever think that of, like, what if you wake up and you're a pilot and you're like, I don't know what to do, but everyone expects you to know, like, you just switch bodies suddenly.
That's the premise of Quantum Leap.
It is?
Yeah, that's what happens to this guy.
Damn,
he just wakes up
done.
And he's it's been done.
All right, well.
I thought you were going to go the reverse with it and say, what if you woke up one day and you didn't have any of the skills that you had, which is one of my greatest fears.
Oh, really? Yeah, like, well, that could happen. You hit your head in the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, it could... God, there's no wood around. I'm not even going to talk anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Forget it, because I can't knock on any wood.
Okay, well, let's go to break and come back and see if we can wrangle. We might be back just with us, but we might have a guest. We're back. Oh, my God. We have a special guest. We have Chris Long from the Green Light Podcast, which I was on, and I forgot I was on. I've done so, too many things.
Well, I've done
but
too many
But as soon as I saw your face, I was like, of course I remember you on Zoom.
Yo, it's so funny, because I walked by, and I was like, there's somebody that looks like Nikki Glaser who does football stuff now. Like, you walked by our set earlier, I was like, if I see, I gotta stop you, and then you were like doing something, so it's cool.
It's so funny, they go, do you want Chris Long? We're like, yeah, of course. So they run off to get you, and then in the time that I'm just waiting, I just go to my Instagram, and then I'm like, wait, he just DM'd me. And I'm like, and I wrote back, like, they're coming to get you.
I was like, perfect. Yo, is it you? I didn't want to walk up to somebody and be like, hey, Nikki.
Totally. You're drunk. I'm so glad this worked out. How's this trip treating you? Are you done with the work part of it yet?
Yeah, as of like right now, pretty much.
Yeah, me too. This is our last thing.
It's like the last day of school.
Yeah. What are your plans for this week? Are you going to the game?
I'm out before the game.
Okay.
I think the key to this week, because I've been doing it like as a player coming here to like hang out, like 3 days max. If you're working, you can do more. And it's best to get out before the game.
Why is that?
Because like the best place to watch the game is on the couch, man.
That's what I'm saying. My boyfriend doesn't even want to go. He was like, I could go to the game, but I'd rather watch it somewhere where I can pay attention.
That's exactly right. When you go to that game, you're just talking to people,
uh-huh.
and it's social, and like you got to pay an arm and a leg. Like,
yeah,
yes.
yeah, you want to get out of here.
But it's the same thing if you're at a Super Bowl party at home. You have to talk to people. Some years I'm like, I'd rather just be home alone watching the Super Bowl right now.
Right.
I had a Super Bowl party. I probably won't do it again because my dog bit the neighbor during the Super Bowl.
There you go.
In the...
No.
Yeah. Did it draw blood?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
My God.
He came out of the bathroom.
Shit. Is your dog still alive? I mean, that's
it's
when
been
dogs
some
get
time.
Put down.
It's been some time.
That's your neighbor's fault.
We had to give the dog away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
the
right
Panthers,
thing to do.
It was the Panthers, Broncos, the right thing to do. Panthers, Broncos, St. Louis dogs.
Oh.
They came from St. Louis.
No way, really?
Yeah, so that's
really, yeah, they're hard.
Panthers,
they're
Broncos, hard-ups. That was like 2016?
Yeah, so Super Bowl parties, that's not it. I don't want to host one.
No.
I just want to sit on the couch.
But what was your neighbor's dick doing by your dog?
Yeah, what was...
Yeah, his
that's
dick,
the weird
that
thing.
That was the, I mean, I don't want to victim blame here, but
yeah.
No, he jumped up. Like, he stepped on the dog's foot, so the dog was kind of like just
self-defense.
Yeah.
And he jumped up.
He
and
did
like,
the right thing.
He, like, air bud latched. Like, it wasn't a tennis ball. It was a guy's dick.
And that's the whole party, then.
Yeah, that's the party.
That's ruined for you.
It's all about those balls. Left,
so are you going to a party this Sunday? Like, what will be your plans to watch the game?
I'll just sit on the couch, honestly. Like, and tonight... Last night, like, I got a friend who's trying to be different, and he's like, let's get off the strip and go to Old Town.
I'm
like, like, the bars?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to Terrible's.
Is it bad?
Oh, I mean, well, if you go to, like, the old strip.
Yeah.
Where they have, like, what's that called? Rinions? The original casino? I forgot
like
what it's
all
called.
The old lit up.
Did you
it's
go?
Fine.
No, I'm going tonight.
You're going
it's
tonight?
Fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not. It doesn't have the fanfare.
No,
you can go gamble.
Just bars.
Okay,
you can gamble there at the old casinos.
So I'll just be playing slots.
Are there cool parties? Aren't you like getting invited to cool parties that are happening?
I am, dude. I am.
And you just are not going.
Yeah, there's a Playboy party tonight.
You gotta go to that.
You're over it. Are you married now?
What'd you do last night? I went to the Playboy party. Like, my wife's not gonna love hearing that.
That's a good point. Okay, you're married.
She imagines like, you know, a bunch of Playboy. And I don't know what that's what it's like.
Yeah.
But also, I have a friend that wants to go to Old Town. So
there you go. Let's go. Go. Have a good time at whatever that place is.
We're going to see you too.
At
the Sphere tonight.
My parents went the other night and it was like a blast.
Yeah.
And they went in this suite.
That's tonight.
And they had no idea who would be in the suite. And Chris Rock.
What?
And Sandler. And
that's
like.
So cool.
Yeah, it was like super dope. Yeah, it was cool.
Damn,
yeah, I got good stories. So
I can't wait. I think I'm not like the biggest U2 fan, but I'd see anything on that screen.
Well, we were just talking about your love for DMB.
Yeah, I'd love Dave Matthews would be incredible.
So,
yeah,
if Dave Matthews was
who's your like Dave? Who's your biggest person you'd like to see?
I'm a huge Willie Nelson fan.
Oh yeah,
is that lame or is that awesome? I don't know.
No, that's very cool. Actually,
I love Willie Nelson. Like, I love the guy.
Yeah.
So, and I saw him perform. For like an hour and a half, he's 85 years old or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I
just went to his 90th birthday party that they had at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh,
it's not
like
a party, but it's a big concert. So, yeah.
Wow, all right.
So when you're a player and let's say you're an active player and you're not in the Super Bowl, what do the guys do if they come here? What's the hang like?
There's a chance to make money. Like, you know, there's always appearances and parties. They'll pay you to go to a party. Like when I got in the league my first year, they were like, we'll pay you 10 grand to come to a party. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going. So we go like the whole week and kind of hang out and catch up with your friends. Like everything's so like online now. And even the media, like a bunch of guys I play with and played against, I get to see them. Like it's fun. So
it's like going to a comedy festival. I would imagine.
I think this is exactly like that.
But for football players.
Is that what you guys do when you like, you don't see each other and then it's like, everybody gets together.
And you get out before the Kevin Hart arena show.
Who's your favorite right now?
Comedian?
Yeah.
God. Well, who's my answer to that right
favorite
now?
Favorite active right now?
Yeah,
I just recently saw Sebastian Maniscalco like a few months ago.
He was on our show the other day.
Fucking insanely good. Like top notch. One of the best ever. And then, I mean, I'm always like Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Chappelle. Who has recently been like, Shane Gillis.
Gillis' special was
insane.
Because his style is just like, he's just talking.
Yes. Yeah, really that's like what I that. Really like too, where it doesn't seem forced and rehearsed, even though it's jokes he's done before, but it's just so casual. Seems to be just like, I have a special coming out. I hope you watch it.
I know you already know this, but you're like the roast goat.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great.
I appreciate that.
You should just roast. You should walk around.
They're doing
around
a Tom Brady roast, and I just had the person at Netflix.
That'd be easy.
They were talking to me, and I go, tell Tom Brady I need to do it because I'm the Tom Brady of roasting and I need to do that. I was like, I wrote a pitch for him to say and I was like, I'll lay off of the things he doesn't want me to talk about, but I'll fucking go after whoever he wants me to. And so
he'll be fine.
I'm really fingers crossed on that.
He'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay.
Don't kid glove him.
Okay. I might hit you up if I end up doing
it. He's a big boy.
Ideas. All right.
So you're a comedian too?
Yeah. Brian's a comedian as well.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm a comedian also.
He's hilarious.
That's the Colts jersey? Is that part of the bit?
No, I'm a huge Colts fan.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah. Dallas Clark of all people.
This is it's actually Zaire Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's saying Dallas Clark. Obviously, he's the more famous, but for now. But
he's also 44. That's why
they're both 44, both the same team, just different generations.
Clark's a great player.
Everyone loves Dallas
Zion's
Clark.
Zion's a great player, too.
Okay, so you're not doing anything wrong by being associated with Clark.
No. Dallas Clark's a great legendary Colt in the Ring of Honor, I believe. And one day Zaire Franklin will be in the Ring of Honor too. He's almost
what does that mean, the Ring of Honor?
It's like in every stadium after players retire. It's not like the Hall of Fame, but for the particular team, they can put you in the team's kind of Hall of Fame, and then you get your name on the stadium side.
Okay.
And it's a ring usually because the stadium's a circle.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and usually it's not that many people.
It's really, it's no big deal. You know, like,
it sounded
but
like
it's for the fans.
Of, you just have to be on a team for like 20 years. Yeah, no, it is.
Or you
cool.
could own the team.
Yeah, you could own the team.
Or you could be one of the relatives of someone who owns the team.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you could be an announcer.
I liked watching you guys play this year. We had Pittman on the other day.
Oh, yeah.
The kid.
Oh, my God. He's got a fire.
Shane, we had him on.
Oh,
that
who'd
guy's
you say?
Sharp. Shane Steichen, the coach.
Oh, the coach. Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
I'm excited about Shane Steichen. Yeah, I feel like he's he might be the next Bill Belichick. He's like a, I think he's a coaching genius.
He's a beast. We miss him in Philly.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Philly, man, what happened?
It's so hard to get back.
You
know, it's like, you know, you're so tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an extra month of football.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's young guys that gets in their head and that sort of thing. But more than anything, they had to replace two coordinators, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's impossible, really.
Normally,
why do they have to replace coordinators?
Because, like, when you do great, like, I'm not trying to mansplain football.
No,
so
I'm literally asking you to.
Okay. Okay. So when you ball out and you got a great year, like, people poach your
gotcha.
Play callers,
yeah.
you know, they go become head coaches. And,
and
so they lost
the
John Gannon, who coached the Cardinals this year, and Shane, who coaches Colts. And so, you know, like back to the drawing board for everything plan wise.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So,
and that's brutal.
Less time.
There's a thing called the Super Bowl slump, too. Historically, if you go to the Super Bowl and you lose, then the next year your team's terrible for some reason.
Because you're just kind of,
I don't know why.
We started 4-6 after we. One, we went 4-6. We were terrible.
Yeah.
Like it was like, it's like a hangover.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Cause you're like partying all season.
That's
stuff,
right.
So.
Yeah. What was that like?
Which part?
Like the partying after.
That's the part.
Well, I mean,
the parade
is there anything that you can describe that this is like?
Yeah. Like everybody loves day drinking, especially when you get older and you don't want to stay up late. It's like, that's my zone. It's even better when they put you in a bus full of your best friends and there's a million people.
And you don't have a game to play anytime soon. You
no,
have nothing to worry about.
Nothing. And like,
that's such a great
feeling. Were you married then?
Yeah.
Okay. So that wasn't part of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was no, like, oh, I'm going to get so many chicks now.
Yeah.
But
the people.
Some of my teammates are like, we're stars.
They cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't ask questions. I'm not out that late. I actually am 0-2 on making it to the bar after the parade.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm a shooting star.
What? Yeah.
And then they pull you up to the Rocky Steps in Philly.
Oh,
and they're like,
all
right, now y'all got to talk. And we're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're a good talker. Are you the one that's usually volunteers to do
fifth
that?
The Clune in me, you know, the Casamigos. But it was fun, man. Yeah, it was awesome. You know Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Now I do. I did it before September.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
But he delivered the most raucous, like, perfect speech. You know, you've seen him up there in the Mummers outfit.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
But he was shit-faced. I mean, it was like a moment where he walked out there
eloquent.
And we were all like, Is he gonna royally fuck this up?
And he didn't. That's
he
what
hit it out of the park.
Shine so bright.
He's a gamer.
God damn.
Thanks so much for being here,
Chris. Yeah, dude.
You saved us for the end of the show.
Well, it's so good to see you. I was like,
I
never had to thank you for coming on the show and putting up with our like no game plan podcast.
No, that's the way we do it, if you haven't noticed. So that was really cool. Check me out on Chris Long's podcast. It was probably from 2020
or don't. Let's get her back again.
No, that was a fun interview. Yeah, we'll do better. Let's do it next time.
She did one bit we had to pull.
We're back. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
from iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we were like done with our show, and then we found out that we might have the chance to sit down with the best guest there is to get in this whole damn place, and we got him.
Brian. Tyreek Hill,
Andrew
here.
Luck, Andrew Luck is here.
Tyreek Hill.
I get that all the time.
He gets it all the time.
People tell me I look like Andrew Luck.
Yeah,
I'm a huge Colts fan, so I don't take it as an insult at all.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah,
you wearing a Colts
jersey.
Wait,
Brian, for people who don't know who Tyreek Hill is, will you just explain to our fans like what a big deal this is, what a big get?
Best wide receiver in the NFL. Fastest player in the NFL, star of the Chiefs and now the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, also huge personality, which is also another. And you got a podcast? Is that true?
Yeah, I used to have a podcast.
Oh, it's over now.
Yeah, it's over.
And he does camps. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Thank you.
Don't call me ma'am.
It's a Southern hospitality.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't know you're from the South. I'll take it then.
Yeah, so I do football camps all over the world.
Yeah.
We are starting in London first.
Oh, wow.
Actually, and if you guys want to, you know, sign your kids up, ages are from 6 to 17, you can sign them up. You can go to all socials. It's my socials, which is at Cheetah. Yes, I'm not a real cheetah, but it's at Cheetah. Uh-huh. You guys can go check out all the camps.
You got at Cheetah?
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
How did I get that? You know what?
Money.
You know what? Money will buy a lot of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was probably an actual cheetah at like a zoo that had it at first. And you paid off San Diego Zoo, and they gave it to you. You got Cheetah?
I got Cheetah.
What year did you get Cheetah?
I got Cheetah in the year, like, 2017 or 18.
That's even late.
The year of the Cheetah.
That's late. I mean, if it was 2010 or something,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
okay, that was early
that
on.
That was not a cheap handle to get, but he can get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how much I spent.
I was going to say, that's something.
It's pretty up there.
How fast can you run? Do you know?
Nah, I mean, they track us during the NFL season.
Yeah.
They do like a miles per hour.
Yeah.
And I got the fastest mile per hour.
Hell yes.
Like ever since they've been doing next gen stat.
Now, when you were in grade school, were you crushing the mile run? Like, was that always your thing in grade school?
Nah, so I'm a sprinter, so I really can't run that long.
Oh,
I only can run like 100, 200 meters and it's like I'm done.
And are you just a natural? I mean, obviously, this is something that you have to work extremely hard at, but were you always just good at sprinting? Was it something you always had speed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, yes. No,
yes, girl.
Yes, girl.
Yes, young woman.
Young lady.
Young lady. That's wearing a Taylor Swift shirt.
Yeah, yep.
Are you still targeting 2,000 yards?
Yes.
Is that going to be next year's goal?
Yes, that is going to be next year.
You would have hit it this year. You would have. But so next year, 2,000. Has that ever been done before?
It's never been done before.
What are you at right now?
I got $1,799.
Wow. $1,799. That's your top one. That's your, yeah. It's never been done for 2,000 receiving yards in a season.
Whoa.
He would have got it this year. That was, you called it. You said you were going
to
do it.
Why do you like doing these camps so much? Like, this is something that you've taken upon yourself to do. It's, you just like giving back in that way, working with youth.
Yeah, man.
For fun.
I think for me, the biggest thing that helps me is being able to inspire, you know, the younger generation.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, the reason flag football is becoming like this next big thing is everyone can literally become a star, whether it's male, whether it's female. And I think that's like the most awesome thing ever, because I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And I know my daughter's going to grow up and she's going to play football like her dad.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
me being able to travel the world, teach kids about, you know, football, flag football, how to become fast, how to use different running techniques to become faster, is something that I've always dreamed of doing, man. Because I want to be a head coach of a high school football team
someday. Yeah.
So I'm using this, you know, to put me in different situations with different kind of personalities. So that way, when it comes time for me to step into that role of a coach, I'm already comfortable and speaking with different personalities.
Oh, so you're,
you feel me?
You're thinking about your long-term goals. Like, you have the most amazing career right now, but at some point you're going to stop playing. What are you going to do? Oh, you want to be a coach. And now you're training to become a coach.
Exactly.
You're so smart. That's so cool.
So that way I knock out two birds in one stone. I'm inspiring, but I'm also getting the proper practice that I need to, you know, use it later in my coaching career.
Okay, we'll find out about Tyreek's coaching or football camps for your kids all over the world. At and you can find him on Instagram at Cheetah.
At Cheetah. Couldn't be easy to remember.
Oh my God, Tyreek, thanks for being the guest to get. And you just sauntered over here, no problems, just said, hell yeah, I'll do this podcast. I've never even heard of these people. And we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No more juicy questions?
No, I don't. Did I have any juicy ones? What's who's the person that you're most excited to meet this weekend? Have you met any celebrities that you freak out about?
Yes. I met two celebrities that I...
Who?
Oh, yeah, who?
And my wife got mad at me. So, who we met the first night? We met Taraji P. Henson.
Okay, yes.
Oh, my God.
When I seen her, I started singing Hustle and Flow. I was like, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp. Going crazy.
Did she love it?
Yeah, she loved it. She actually sat beside us at NFL Honors. She sat beside my wife. We took a picture. It was sweet.
Okay,
fanned out. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oscar-winning song, by the way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Then we met Tisha Campbell. Y'all know who Tisha Campbell is? Y'all ever seen Martin?
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
So when I seen her, I said, what's up?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was a huge fan of women growing up, man. Two black queens right there. Love them.
Well, thank you so much for being here. You're his black king.
Wow. Interesting.
I'm just saying, you were very excited to meet him. Aren't you thrilled?
I'm super excited to meet Tyreek.
Are you kidding me? We were done.
We were done.
You said, I have to meet him.
And then,
do you want to sing a theme song with him?
Yes.
What's the theme song?
Isn't there some kind of NFL theme song?
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, do it.
That's
NFL
beat.
Film.
That's just a beat.
There's no NFL song. Is there an NFL song?
It's not an NFL song where, like, this isn't college. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah. We tried. Well, thank you so much for being here, Tyreek.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, final thought. Overall, we did it, Brian. We're done.
I mean, this has been so incredible. I mean, it's been so exciting just talking to all these players. I never get to talk to athletes. I never even, there's no scenario.
They're so chill.
I mean, yeah.
They're just such, like, there's no, like, nervous energy from any of them.
No.
Like we were just talking about.
I mean, they've achieved their dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like when you achieve your dreams?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've achieved mine, but I'm still not chill. Sometimes I am. But they really do have an air about them.
Yeah. No, I mean, their whole lives. Like, you at least had to go through high school where, like, things were hard.
Yes.
You know? And you had to do open mics.
Yeah, they definitely been succeeding since high school.
They were the best athlete at their school, probably growing up, and so they were always. I mean, what they have to get good at is practicing and being regimented and being better than the other athletes.
And not getting swept up in the fame and the parties and all the.
But you don't have to be good at being popular and everyone liking you.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of work for people like me and you.
Yes, and it's what drives us too.
That's why we're comedians and not football players. That's the only reason.
That is truly the only reason that I'm not an athlete is because I'm insecure.
But this has been amazing. I mean, I was getting more nervous as time went on talking to the athletes because I felt like I was like, I don't want this to be awkward at any point.
I know. I just want to, that's why I don't like to have guests on the show, because people are always like, why don't you have more guests? And it's because I don't ever want them to be like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Or like, it's the same as hugs. We were talking about it before. I don't like to get hugs because I think that oftentimes when I'm giving hugs, I'm kind of like, how long do I have to do this?
Yeah.
Like, how long does this person need this forever? And that's why every guest that came in, I was like, they could just do 5 minutes. Like, I just don't want to inconvenience anyone because I don't value myself. But everyone seemed very relaxed and fine about being
yes.
here. And there was no dead air. There was no awkward moments. These people are used to doing this kind of stuff.
Yes.
We did great.
What was your highlight guest out of the ones we had?
Roman.
Oh, yeah.
I just liked him.
Yeah. He was
He
cool.
introduced himself to me right away, like, before we began. And I was just like, who is this?
He's right there. We can still see him.
Oh, yeah. He's right there. His back's to us.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man, and it was really nice. But I really liked Chris just now, and I forgot that I had that
rapport
with Chris.
Chris was awesome.
So
he's
nice.
He's funny.
Funny, nice,
I think
cool.
There, so was Roman. So was Roman.
So was Chris Tillman.
Yeah, Peanut Tillman was also funny. Chris had a comedian vibe. I was like, are you a comedian or a football player?
Yes, he does have that.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
But highlight for me.
What was yours? Yeah.
Rodney Thomas.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I
liked that because he was a kid.
I had an emotional reaction.
I felt like I was interviewing him for like, you know, kids say the darndest things. Like because he's so young, not because he acted like a kid, but it's just like, I wasn't intimidated because he's so young.
Yeah. Out of all the guests we had, he was the only one that I was like feeling like emotionally like anxiety talking
That's
to
so
him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that moment. And you got us that moment, dude. They recognized you.
That's right. Zaire. Thank
Man,
you, Zaire
that
Franklin.
Was such, he was so Jerry Maguire, his agent.
I love that
like,
guy,
have
too.
Have you ever seen the opening, the scene on Jerry Maguire where he's walking around with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Of
but
course.
He's got to go sign, what's his name?
Yes.
And he's trying to, he's just like, it was exactly like that.
Yeah. Agents. Man, that was a good agent.
It was a really good agent.
I mean, he's like, this is, you know, Ronnie.
What
said
do
to
we
you.
Do now? Like, we just go back to
after,
our,
now
I'm just
that
going
this
back
is
to my
over.
Hotel room. There's a cardio room here that I might go do on a treadmill, but I don't really feel like
I am
going to
eat.
Any,
I'm definitely okay.
Oh, yeah,
eat.
You haven't eaten yet today.
I'm
going to go grab another Starbucks.
I'm going to gamble.
I'm going to...
What time's the
Sphere? YouTube show is at 8, and it's now 3:30. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to hang out until then.
Are we doing any dinner or anything?
Yeah, maybe, but you're eating now, so maybe you won't be ready for dinner. I don't
well,
know.
Well, I can eat something small, I guess,
okay.
But it's whatever. I'll probably gamble.
Well, I'm planning it around your schedule,
yes. My wife's gone. I haven't seen her in like 45 minutes. I don't know where she went.
She is...
Hopefully she's not dating a football player now.
Probably divorced you yeah. and gotten married at one of those places to any kind of NFL player. She is in heaven.
Yeah.
I said that she reminded me of a little girl that was like being told she gets to go to Disney World and is like crying in the backseat of her parents' car.
Well, it's going to be so impressive. I mean, she has struck gold with the signature she got on the on the fantasy trip.
Yeah, her family's going to be so impressed.
And there's nothing that makes Allie happier than making her family happy.
Ugh.
And so this is, I know, sick.
I'm so, no, it's
disgusting.
So sweet.
But so she, this could, there's could be nothing to bring her more joy than to come home with more signatures on this trophy. It's been great.
My mom is in my apartment right now texting me because I forgot a bunch of stuff. I'm going to Australia after this and I forgot to pack some things, including a Guitar Hero controller, which is a guitar.
Yes.
And I was like, Mom, can you please find the Guitar Hero controller? And she's just like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, it is a guitar that is deconstructed. It looks like a play guitar. And she just wrote me that she found everything. So that's my mom's really proud of me right now, too. I'm so glad we did this.
I found your toy guitar.
Thank you, iHeart, for letting us come out
Thank
here.
You, iHeart. Oh, my God.
I'm so happy.
Once
to be
in
with
a
iHeart.
Lifetime.
I've always been happy. We've had no issues. They give no notes. They let us be ourselves. And they invited us here to the Super Bowl. And I feel deserving of it.
iHeart Radio is amazing.
They're amazing. And we're going to the Super Bowl. We're in section 411. I'm going to have binoculars.
I mean,
And we'll talk about that on next week's episode.
Yes.
Or no, not next week. In 2 weeks. Because we had to pre-record a bunch because I'm going to Australia.
Yes,
of
course.
But this is the show. We did good.
I feel
and
like
now we're done.
Yeah.
And now I have a whole weekend with nothing to do except the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl will be great.
Oh,
and
I feel so free. You know that feeling when you're done with work? It's like Chris after winning the Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah, and he just went off and did
now,
the parade.
Yes.
Yeah, but my happiness will ebb and flow based on how much money I went on the blackjack
you're
tables. I would guarantee victory sports gambling. But that blackjack table, it is a wild ride.
I think I'm going to go over there because I do know the rules now.
Do you want to do a little bit before you go up to the hotel?
Yeah. Let's do like 10 minutes. I'll say it right now on air so it sounds like I'm fun. But then as soon as we go off air, I'll be like, I'm not doing that.
just for a few minutes.
No, it actually sounds fun. I will do it.
All right.
I will do it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week on the show. This is Brian and Nikki signing off from the Super Bowl 58.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.